Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right, let's head out to rainy Indianapolis. But that's okay. The combine is all warm and dry inside. That is where our Bronco insider from 9 News, Mike Kliss, is, and he joins us now. Michael, good morning. I heard Jim Irsay the other day saying, hey, there's no reason for the combine to be anywhere else but Indianapolis. The NFL is moving the draft around. Why not move the combine around?
Yeah, I guess there's talk about moving it to L.A. here in a couple of years. And, you know, it's for revenue purposes, I guess. I'm not sure why the revenue would be greater in L.A. than Indianapolis. Other than, you know, I don't know, maybe they would pay more for it. But Indianapolis is, you guys have been here, right?
Yeah, for Super Bowl.
All the restaurants and hotels are connected with skywalks and everything. It just seems very, very convenient here. L.A. is quite spread out, but you'd have to get something like a convention center hooked up to a stadium, hooked up to a hotel. I suppose they have those kind of things in L.A. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think even though Indianapolis seems so convenient for an event like this, that they are going to start moving it around. You know, they're coming up with 17 games. They're doing the international thing. So they want to move around. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we'll follow the money trail, right? I mean, follow the money trail, it'll go that way. So the Broncos, from an organizational standpoint, what's their biggest focus on this particular combine?
Well, there's always two trains going. You know, one of them is to meet with agents of free agent players. You know, I know they're going to meet with Jovi Brannion here. He is the agent, as we all know, for Von Miller. Got kind of contentious there in 2016. He also is the agent for DJ Reader, defensive tackle for the Houston Texans the Broncos may be interested in. Defensive lineman, it's a big defensive lineman free agent class. And, of course, that it's going to include Derek Wolfe and Shelby Harris. Adam Gotsis to some degree also. So that's going to be a big position for the Broncos. And free agency is first. It is, 3 weeks away from free agency. You try to fill all your roster needs and make your upgrades in free agency first, and they have the money to do that. And then, you know, you watch all these guys and you interview them. And they're going to have maybe up to 12 draft picks. So it's a huge offseason for John Elway and Vic Fangio.
Mike, can I ask you about free agency, about all that money that they do have to spend? What do you think will be their strategy? Will it be, hey, let's spread our money out and go after multiple guys, maybe five or six guys, or do they go big after, let's say, two or three guys?
Juwan James type? Like they did last year. I think it's going to be a combo. I think they're going to make one or two big splashes, make a big sign, and I'm not sure who that would be. And then I think they're going to get some value in four or five. I mean, defensive linemen, you almost need two, depending on what you do with your guy. At cornerback, you need one. You want to draft another one because you like to stay young at that position. But, you know, I don't think Chris Harris is coming back. So they're going to maybe do one there. Darius Slay, see what happens there. Byron Jones is going to be definitely the biggest name out there. Maybe that's the splash. I don't know. On offense, receiver, there's really only one free agent receiver that makes sense to me for the Broncos, and that's Robbie Anderson because he's a speed guy. But I'm sure, you know, with Matt Rhule in Carolina, and they were together at Temple, That might be a little too costly there, and you try to get a receiver from this strong draft class. And then an offensive lineman, maybe. Maybe an offensive lineman. So we'll have to see. Eventually, the draft makes sense for picking up the weapons for Drew Locke, and defense makes sense for the Broncos in free agency.
When you look at the holes on this roster, and you're over there all the time at Dove Valley, you've talked to them, how do you think they assess the biggest needs through free agency and the draft that they have to address?
I think, number one, they want to get more weapons for Drew Locke on offense. We've talked about this, guys. You've heard Fangio and Elway talk about this. The Kansas City Chiefs are in their division. And the Chiefs score. You know, they're a 30 to 35 point a game team. And somehow, some way, you got to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs if you want to win the division. You're not going to get Patrick Mahomes, but Drew Locke can maybe be better than Jimmy Garoppolo. And then if you have the right pieces around him, they got to get up to 30 points. And right now, looking at that Bronco offense, even with Drew Locke playing as well as he did in the last five games, they're a long way from being a 30-point-a-game offense. See if Pat Shurmur and Mike Shula can help change that. Drew Locke, and then got to get some more weapons. And that's why I think that number two receiver to go along with Cortland Sutton is big. And then try to fortify that front.
All right, Mike Kliss out in Indy covering the combine. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our Bronco Insider, 9 News.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.